We want to welcome everyone this morning to the worship services of the New Boston Church of Christ. We're glad that you're with us today, and we invite you to open your Bibles and study with us from God's Holy Word at this time. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 16 for just a moment. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 16. In this particular verse, it's one of the few verses within the New Testament that has a specific word in it. And that word is the word Christian. The word Christian is only used three times in the New Testament. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 16, Acts chapter 26 and verse 28, and Acts chapter 11 and verse 26. And this word, however, is the word that many know. Those who are followers of Jesus Christ, many know them by this particular word, Christian. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 6, Peter says, "If anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this name." Well, this morning we want to ask the question, what is a Christian? What is a Christian? And as we think about this word, Christian, and we think about its meaning, we want to look beyond just the dictionary definition, if you will, and dive into what the Bible says about who and what a Christian is. As we mentioned in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 16, this particular verse presumes that everyone knows what this word means. It doesn't seek to define it for us. It simply sets it out there and says, if anyone suffers as a Christian, you know who a Christian is. You are a Christian. And as Peter is using this word here in this context. And he takes this name and he says, this is a good name. This is a approved name. This is a name that we need to involve ourselves with. But nevertheless, when we read about this name in the New Testament, here in 1 Peter 4 verse 16, and then also in Acts chapter 26 and verse 28, where Agrippa says to Paul, "You almost persuade me to become a Christian," we realize that this name was spread abroad, wide, that even this pagan king Agrippa knew of the word's meaning and usage in that first century time. But it wasn't first used until the Christians or the disciples were meeting in Antioch. And there, Acts 11 and verse 26 says, they were first called Christians. Well, the word itself, Christian, means a little Christ. That's basically what the word Christian means, a little Christ, because you see the word Christ in the word Christian, but that ending on the end of it, the eon ending, is a diminutive. It basically is like saying a little boy or a little girl or something like that, but that eon ending has that connotation of being a little something. And so Christians are little Christs, and that helps us to understand what a Christian is. Well, this morning, as we think about the question, what is a Christian, we're going to see that a Christian is a person who believes Christ, obeys Christ, and is faithful to Christ. And so let's start looking at these three things as we think about the question, what is a Christian? First of all, a Christian is a person who believes Christ. And they believe what Christ says. They believe in the person of Christ. They believe in the example of Christ. And so we're going to look at these various attributes of Christ here as we think about a Christian as a person who believes Christ. First of all, he believes in the person of Christ. And when we think about the person of Christ, we think about how Christ is defined in the New Testament. For example, in Matthew chapter 16, verse 16, There, Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus is the Son of God. And the Christian believes that Jesus is the Son of God. We see in John chapter 4, verse 42, "Now we believe, not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this indeed is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world." And so the Christian believes that Jesus is the Savior of the world. And the Christian believes that Jesus is God with us. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated "God with us." And so the Son of God, the Savior of the world, God in the flesh, all of these things pertain to the person of Christ. And Jesus, or the Christian, believes in Christ, in the person of Christ, what his identity is, the purposes of Christ, and the plans of Christ. Those plans are set forth at the end of each one of the gospel accounts. As we look through there, we see Jesus giving a commission. We call it the Great Commission to his disciples. Matthew chapter 28, in verses 18 through 20, he says, "Go into all the world, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you." So Jesus had plans. He wanted the disciples to carry out these plans. Mark 16, verses 15 and 16 teaches us basically the same thing, as does Luke 24, verse 20 or 47. All of these passages talk about Jesus' plans. He had plans for salvation, and he set forth those plans, and the disciples carried out those plans. But he had plans of unification as well. "I will build my church," he said. Matthew 16, verse 18. He talked about these plans of unifications in passages such as John chapter 10, verse 16, where he said, "Other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd." There are his plans for the future. In Luke 13, verse 29, he says, "They will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and sit down in the kingdom of God." Jesus had plans for unifying mankind together in the church. He had plans for salvation. He had plans for unification. And he had plans for the glorification of the saints. John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29, he said, "Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation." And when you turn over your Bibles to Matthew chapter 25 and verses 31 through 46, there Jesus sets forth the great scene of judgment, where he has the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left hand. And to the sheep he says, "Come, you blessed of the Father, enter thou into eternal life." And to the goats he says, "Depart from me, because they did not know him." Plans. Jesus has plans. The Christian believes in Jesus' plans. The Christian, because the Christian believes in Christ. But then secondly, a Christian is a person who obeys Christ. He obeys, first of all, the teaching of Christ. Christ has a teaching, as we noted in Matthew 28 in verses 18 through 20. And he wants us to believe that teaching. He wants us to take that teaching and internalize it, and then spread it to others. In John 14 and verses, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Those commandments are part of his teaching. In John 14 and verse 20, "Does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me." Many people in this world today claim to love Jesus, but they don't keep the words of Jesus. Well, Jesus says, if you don't do that, you don't really love me. Because a Christian is a person who obeys Christ. A Christian is a person who understands the teaching of Christ. He said in John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32, "If you abide in my word, You are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The Christian obeys Christ by knowing the teaching of Christ and following the teaching of Christ. The Christian obeys Christ by understanding the example of Christ and following the example of Christ as well. In Matthew chapter 11 and verse 29, Jesus said these words, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." And so we look to Jesus as our example. We see him who lived a life of mercy and grace to others, and we follow that example within our lives as well. We learn from him. In John 13, verse 15, he said there, "For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you." And so the Christian obeys Christ by following the example of Christ. And the Christian obeys Christ by following the apostles of Christ and their teaching as well. The apostles were special people that Jesus specifically chose to disseminate his teaching after his death and his resurrection and his ascension into heaven. He guided them with the sending of the Holy Spirit. As he said in John chapter 4 and verse 26, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." And so when the apostles speak by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, they are speaking the words of Christ, because Christ brought to their remembrance all things that he said to them. And when we read the words of the apostles of Christ in the New Testament, we are reading the words of Christ. And so the Christian is a person who obeys Christ by knowing the teaching of Christ, following the example of Christ, and listening to the apostles of Christ. And that is what Jesus wanted them to do, Matthew 28 and verse 20, "teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you." The Christian obeys Christ. And then finally this morning, a Christian is a person who is faithful to Christ. And you may notice that all of these points center around Christ, because that's what being a Christian is all about: following Jesus Christ. And we must give our lives to doing that if we are to be Christians. He is faithful to Christ. How is he faithful to Christ? First of all, by worshiping God through Christ. In Matthew chapter 14 and verse 33, it says, "Then those who were in the boat came and worshiped him, saying, 'Truly you are the Son of God.'" Jesus accepted worship. Why did he accept worship? Because he was himself God in the flesh. And then he said to others in John 4, verses 23 and 24, "But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him." God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. For those who say that, "Oh, I'll take Jesus, but I don't need to be part of the church. I don't need to worship God with the church. I don't need to involve myself in true worship," they do not know Jesus Christ. They do not understand the teaching of Christ. They do not understand what it means to be faithful to Christ. Many claim to be Christians today who are not Christians according to the words of Jesus Christ, who himself said they are not, because they don't do what he says. Are we going to be Christians and do what Jesus says? Or are we going to do what we want, put a label over our head, and act and play the hypocrite because we are not truly following Christ? The Christian is faithful to Christ. He is faithful by worshiping God through Christ. But the Christian is also faithful to Christ in serving the body of Christ. In Mark chapter 9 and verse 35, it says that he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone desires to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all." Jesus made it clear that we are to serve one another as he served us as well. How did he serve us? Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. "Have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, did not count the equality of God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, and he took the form of a servant, us, so that we could serve one another." And the Christian is one who then is faithful to Christ by worshiping Christ and by serving the body of Christ. The Christian is also one then who makes disciples for Christ. In John chapter 15 and verse 8, John chapter 15 and verse 8, Jesus said, "By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples." And we have got to be about the business of going out into the world and telling others about Jesus Christ. Mark 16, verses 15 and 16. "And he said to them, 'Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.'" A person, a Christian, is a person who makes disciples for Christ. He is concerned about others becoming Christians as well, and he works toward that end within his life. A Christian is a person who believes Christ. A Christian is a person who obeys Christ. And a Christian is a person who is faithful to Christ. Are you a Christian? Maybe you said in the past, "Oh yes, I'm a Christian. I know I'm a Christian. I say I'm a Christian after all, so why am I not a Christian?" Well, you may not be a Christian, according to Jesus, if you are not doing what he says, if you are not following his teaching, if you don't believe in his person, if you're not faithful to him, if you are disobedient to him even, he may not even know you. According to Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21, where Jesus said, "Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, didn't we do all these wonderful works in your name?'" And what is Jesus going to say? "I never knew you. I never knew you." And how sad a day that will be for many who think they're Christians but actually are not. And why? Because they really didn't know who Jesus was. They really didn't study his word. They really didn't follow him. They really didn't obey him. They really didn't believe him. They were more infatuated with their self than they were with Jesus. How do you know that you are a Christian? There is only one way to know: by getting into the Word of God and letting that Word lead and guide your life. By listening to what Jesus says about how to become a Christian even. Because he has a plan, as we discussed earlier, and he gave that plan to his disciples. What did he say? He said, "I want you to go out and preach the gospel." That means that people need to hear the Word of God. He said, "As you're going out and preaching the gospel, I want people to believe that gospel, to believe that message." He who believes, Jesus said, belief is necessary in order to become a Christian. Okay, I'm on board so far, right? I have to hear the gospel. I've got to believe the gospel. What else do I need to do? I need to repent of my sins. Luke chapter 24 and verse 47, Jesus said that repentance and remission of sins should be preached to all nations. Repentance. I've got to repent. What does that mean? It means I've got to change my life. I've got to stop doing things my way, and I've got to start doing things God's way and listening to his word and letting it inform my life. I've got to repent. All right, what's next? I've got to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, at the end of that chapter, "Whosoever confesses me before men, I will confess him before my Father which is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him will I deny before my Father which is in heaven." We've got to confess that Jesus is the Christ. Now, all this is what Jesus said. It's not what I said. It's not what anyone else said as a human being. It's what Jesus said as the Son of God, the one who is God in the flesh, the one after whom a Christian is named. We must believe what Jesus said. He said to hear. He said to believe. He said to repent. He said to confess. And Jesus Christ himself said to be baptized. He gave us that instruction. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18 through 20. Go out there and make disciples. How do you do it? Jesus teaching them to observe all things, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Baptism is a part of being a disciple of Christ. It is a part of being a Christian. You cannot be a Christian unless you are baptized. That's what Jesus said. He said it in Mark chapter 16 and verse 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He didn't say he that believes is saved and then may be baptized. He didn't say he that's baptized is saved and then may believe, as some people teach. He said he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Now that's what Jesus said. And if we're going to be Christians, we're going to be faithful to what Jesus said. And when you do what Jesus says, you can know that you are a Christian. And how can you know that? Because you have done what Jesus says. And is there anyone here then this morning who needs to become a Christian? Maybe you thought you were a Christian, but now you realize that you're not, because you haven't been living for Jesus or doing what he says. And you need to make changes this morning with those changes in your life. Do what Jesus says. Follow his word. Be a Christian as Jesus defines it, not as the world defines it, not as I define it, not as you define it, but as Jesus defines it. Believe in Christ, obey Christ, and be faithful to Christ. And you can become a Christian this morning if that is your desire. And you can come forward and make that desire known now, while together we stand and while we sing.